This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. 3 years ago, I interviewed a teenager with cerebral palsy who had just launched a line of hot sauces called Crippling Hot Sauce.
If I didn't have a sense of humor, I would not be able to get through a lot of the challenges I had in life.
By now, you've likely seen his hot sauce bottles that feature a chili pepper and a flaming wheelchair. The brand has seen phenomenal growth, and he is ready to go nationwide. Drew Davis joins me in studio this morning. Drew, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me again.
You have brought in a bunch of hot sauces for us all to try. If I remember correctly, you launched this in part because a teacher gave you an unsatisfactory grade on your business project.
Yeah, I thought I deserved better than an 82, and looking back on it, like, well, I think I did. Like, I'm just thankful I did get that grade, because I don't know where I would have been if I got 100. Like, in my teenager brain, I would have been like, oh, that's a good grade, I can just sleep at night. But it gave me the motivation to try something new, and here we are.
Now, if I remember, when you first started making the hot sauces, this was like a family operation in the kitchen, correct?
Yeah, it was a family operation in the kitchen. And even though now it's commercially produced, a lot of my family is still involved. I hired my best friend since third grade, so that family aspect is really still important to me, no matter what stage we're at.
Tell us about the growth of your brand in just a few years.
Yeah, so I'm glad to say, after this news interview, just a couple years later, we sold 200,000 bottles last year alone. We've seen some phenomenal growth online, and thankfully, getting the story out and inspiring hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, to show no matter your situation, anything is possible.
Now, you give a portion of the proceeds to charities, correct?
Yep.
What are some of those charities that you support?
We support, you know, local ones here in Missouri, like the C.P. Heartland Foundation. We do it on the national level, a National Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation. We also, like, I do events with, like, local non-for-profits to support them as well, like pop-up events where I donate a portion of proceeds during that specific event to their foundation. So I really just try to expand that impact far past what we give for every bottle and support as many charities close to the cause as I can, because I think it's wildly important, and I don't think enough companies are doing it.
Now, one of the things that you do with your brand and your marketing is you kind of poke fun at your own disability. It's Crippling Hot Sauce. You've got titles for your blends, like Just for the Parking, Crippling Agony. You've got a new one that is Ghost Pepper Palsy. Do you ever have other people in the disability community that get upset that you're poking fun?
No, and this is an important part. I haven't met anybody in the disabled community that's upset. If anybody who's upset, it's people trying to advocate for the disabled community and they just don't know how we are. And so I'm like, no, like, look at the, like, people love it. People are like, I started my own business because I saw you and I got inspired and I thought growing up I wouldn't be able to do anything, but because I saw your story, I started selling at the local farmer's market or whatever it may be. And yeah, the name Crippling is not to make fun of the disabled community. I was poking fun at myself and the fact that I'm disabled. And that's why we kind of generalize the names, like Just for the Parking, Life's the Beach, because it's names everybody can get behind. And I always say Crippling is more than just about hot sauce. It's a movement. Our goal is to show people that no matter your situation, anything is possible. And we're going to do whatever it takes to do that. And this year, we're looking to expand the impact and hopefully donate wheelchairs to underprivileged children in need, stuff like that. Because I really think no matter how big this gets, not getting far away from the mission is super important.
Crippling Hot Sauce earned 7 figures, you told me last year. That is unreal. So tell us, you know, what is new? Because when you first started, you launched 3 flavors. Now you've got 3 more.
Yep. So we got 3 new flavors. We got Special Treatment, which is a smoky bacon. We got Life's a Beach. You know, sometimes it is. That's a pineapple teriyaki. And we got Ghost Pepper Palsy. If any of you want to be twins with me and share handicap parking spots, that's the one to do it with.
Well, you said that I could try it while we're on the air, but I'm afraid to try the Ghost Pepper Palsy while we're on the air. I probably would not be able to continue the show. You want to go national. I remember when you first started getting into some of the local grocery stores. What's it take to take a product from a local product to national distribution?
Unfortunately, like, it's not as easy as it looks for somebody that started with $3,000 that I saved up from Christmas money. It just takes a lot of hard work and money. Like, even though we've done super well, it's like, it's a process because, you know, all about reinvesting into the business. I haven't taken a dollar yet. I've been focused on the mission and making sure that's done right. And I won't take a dollar until I feel like I've gotten to a point where our mission is heard and we've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars and everything's taken care of, my family's taken care of, because I will be happy if that happens. Money doesn't make me happy. Making other people happy and making other people feel heard is what makes me happy.
How many hours a week do you work?
100 plus.
Yeah.
But I always say, if you like what you do, you never work. And so I always like what I do, come up with funny names. And just, I love learning. And that's what we've been doing this entire time. I tell people, like, I thank the teacher so much for giving me that 82, because I don't have to spend money on college tuition. So he saved me a bunch of money, and I'm learning real life experience. And at 19, that's invaluable.
You probably are getting a better education than most of us do in college.
Yeah, and like I said, it's all, you know, learning as you go kind of sucks, because you make mistakes, and you're like, it's like almost like touching the hot stove for the first time. You're like, let's not do that again. But like I said, these are core things I'll never forget. So I'm just super thankful for the experience so far, and going to keep that mindset as we go further. Just how much can I learn, and what's the knowledge I can pass on to other people, both in the disabled community and just people, young people like me and younger than me, because I want this impact to go on for future generations, because I know I won't be here forever. But if people can just remember that you can do anything, no matter your resources, how much money you got. I'm from a town of less than 2,000 people, so it doesn't, it for sure helps and speeds up the process if you have connections. But with the power of determination, compound interest, you can basically do anything. And I got this mindset when I was 14. I weighed 300 pounds. And so right before the project, I lost 150 pounds, and that's what gave me the mindset of, you know, I can do anything. Because growing up, I was always told I would never lose the weight. They're like, you'll be bedridden by the time you're 18, because you'll be like, people like doing models, like you'll be 600 pounds by the time you're 18 because there's no way to lose this weight. And I'm like, you know what? People are telling me I can't. Let me try to see what I can do. And over the course of a year, I lost 150 pounds. And that really also helped my mental health. You know, I've been down at times too, because there's times that, you know, I saw other people doing what I wanted to do. And I was like, man, like, I wish I could do that. And then I realized, wait, I can do something like that. Even if it's not exactly that, you can get involved in whatever you want in some way. Like, no matter what your ability level is, like, you might not be able to do exactly that, like, but there's adaptive ways to do everything and get involved in whatever you want.
Well, you've been doing the media circuit for sure. Where can people find your Crippling hot sauce?
Yeah, so the three new flavors are online exclusives at thecripplingcompany.com, and the three original flavors are in most stores across St. Louis and Illinois.
Drew Davis, founder of Crippling Hot Sauce, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.